Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Vayikra. So the Pasuk starts off with Vayikra El Moshe. So the Chizkuni S is really based on Yerushalmi. It says Vayikra El Moshe and not Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. So what is it coming from? That it doesn't introduce it, that it's Hashem calling to Moshe. So it's really going on the previous Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, which says that the Mishkan was all filled with Anan Hashem and Moshe couldn't go in. Why? Because Moshe said at Har Sinai, which is only a temporary Kedusha, I needed permission to go in when the Shekhinah was there. Hashem had to let him come to Har Sinai and told him when to come and made him a path. So he thought, by the Mishkan, it's a Kol Shekein, and he would not go in when the Shekhinah was there. It says, like we said, the end of Pekudei says that the Anan filled the whole Mishkan. So that's Vayikra El Moshe. It's coming off of that. Hashem called on Moshe to come in, like it was okay to come. Okay, so we start with the karbonos. It says, Adam ki yakriv mikem. If you bring a karbon, who's mikem from you? So he says that's lahotzi etzam mishumadim, to exclude apikarsim. A mishumad is not allowed to bring a karbon. However, nachrimar, a guy is, even a Rasha gomer, even the biggest Rasha in the world who's a non-Jew, he's allowed to bring a karbon. It's only amongst Klal Yisrael Hashem was mechalek and said some people yes, some people no, not the Rishayim Gemurim, not the Mishubandim, but the only non-Mishubandim and non-Apikaris, but by a guy it doesn't matter what he believes. A guy is allowed to bring a karbon, which is interesting. Why is that? So the Chizkuni says, Kedei lekarvo tachas kanfei Hashchina, to bring him close to the Shechina. For a guy, will accept anything to bring him close to Hashem, but a Jew, what? He doesn't explain. But a Jew doesn't need to be brought takas kanfei Hashchina. It seems, he doesn't say this, so I'm sticking to my own explanation, but it seems he understands that a Jew, by definition, is close to Hashem. He's takas kanfei Hashchina. Somewhere deep down, he knows he needs a connection to Hashem. Whereas a guy doesn't necessarily have that, so he can bring a karbon even if he's the biggest Rosh in the world. A Yid, if you push him away when he's a big Rosh, there's still part of him that'll, he knows he has to return to Hashem or will accept it better. As opposed to a guy. That's what it seems. Okay, then we have mina bakar and tzon, that you bring, the karbonos have to come from bakar or tzon, that excludes a chaya. You don't bring a wild animal, anything considered a chaya, you don't bring on the mizbeach. And why is that? So the Chizkuni explains, that's anvus anusus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Hashem's anivus, that it doesn't require the Jewish people to bring things that were difficult for them, meaning people don't usually have lions in their backyard. So if Hashem would have made a requirement, bring me a lion as a karbon, that would make things very difficult. Hashem said, bring me what you got, you know, cattle, cows, sheep, whatever you have at home. It's the kind of thing that people have, and therefore it's not being matriach people too much. That's the Chizkuni says it, this Tosos also says that, but that's the Chizkuni's pshat here. Why not achaya? Okay, then it says yakrivenu, which he, by the way, translates as yakdishenu, which is important. That the word makriv can also be used as to sanctify yakdish. Okay, anyway, it says you have to bring it to Pesach Ohel Moed, meaning in Pasuk Gimel it says Yimolah Karbano Mina Bakar Sachar Timir Kvino Al Pesach Ohel Moed Yakriv. So you, the Bailam, the owners, you guys bring it to Pesach Ohel Moed to bring as a carbon. So besides the fact that you're not allowed to bring a carbon in your backyard, when there's a Mizbeach around, when there's a Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash around, the Chizkuni sees more than that. It means you, as in, don't say, well, look, I'm not bringing the carbon, let the Kohen come to my house. I agreed to bring a carbon, let the Kohen, he's going to get some of the food, some of the meat, let the Kohen come to my house, let him bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. No. That's not covered for Hashem. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to Hashem. The Bailim is supposed to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash to Hashem, and then the Kohen can take it from you, but you can't ask the Kohen to come to your house. Hopefully when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt soon, it's something to remember. Even if you have a willing Kohen who'd be happy as long as he gets to take the meat, no, you have, it's not covered for Hashem. You have to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash yourself. Okay, then you do smicha, it says v'samech yado, you do smicha. The Chizkuni points out that if you did smicha outside of the Azara, you have to do smicha again, when you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And Samach V'Shachad, we know the owners, a non-Kohanim, meaning, can do the Shechita, and the Kohanim take over at Kabbalah. So the Chizkuni makes it sound like it's better that the Bailim do the Shechita themselves. He says the Bailim should be Osik in the carbon, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and do the Shechita on it, everything till the last minute when they have to give it to the Kohen. Okay. It says also you have to bring Ben Bakar and Bnei Aharon, which both mean young. You can't, there's an age limit to Kohanim and the age limit to Karbanos. And so by the Behema, it's explicit that it's because, explicit in the Chizkuni, that the reason why Hashem doesn't want us to bring older Behemas is because HaKaveh Unalafech HaSecha, it's not an appropriate carbon. You have to bring a chash of a carbon, not an animal that's half dead. But why there is a age limit on the Kohanim themselves, it is possible it's the same thing. I mean, again, this is just giving reasons for facts. These are halachas. But the Gemara says in Chulin that Kohen, once his hands shake, he can't do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. But he doesn't say explicitly that it's because it's also HaKaveh Unalafech HaSecha, perhaps not. That is the reason he says explicitly for why Hashem wanted us to bring younger animals, because it has to be a chash of a carbon. Now the Chizkuni points out a very interesting thing. If you look in Pasuk Ches, when it's talking about bringing a carbon, which is a ben bakar, cattle, like a cow, it says in Pasuk Ches, "Va'archu bnei Aaron akohanim b'sav zanasachim." The bnei Aaron will set up the pieces of the animal, and then when it's talking about later on, a few pesukim later, when it's talking about bringing a sheep or goats, which is, you know, a lighter animal. It says in Pasuk Yud Beis, "Va'arach akohen osam," the kohen will set it up. So in Pasuk Ches, it said, Va'archu bnei Aaron, multiple Kohanim will set it up. And then when it talks about the sheep, it says, Va'aracha Kohen Osam, and a single Kohen will set them up. So the Chizkuni says that that's Dibur Bo, which is talking about what typically is, meaning to say when you're dealing with a cow, which is very heavy, you're going to need a lot of Kohanim to carry it and deal with it. That's why in Pasuk Ches, it says Va'archu, plural. And in Pasuk Yud Beis, when it's talking about its own, which is much lighter, it just says Va'arach HaKohen, because you'll only need one. Just something you probably didn't notice. It's an interesting shot. Okay, now when we're talking about an Ola, you have to wash out the innards, because it goes on the Mizbeach. So you have a Chiyav, everything of an Ola goes on the Mizbeach, so the innards that have dung in it, you know, everything has to be washed out. You have to clean it. Whereas other karbanos that's not going on the mizbeach, it's not a chiyuv to clean it, if you want. And it says you're supposed to shecht it tzafona lefnei Hashem, in the north of lefnei Hashem, once it makes it lefnei Hashem. So the Chizkuni says, because the mizbeach is completely in the darom, which is not pashut, but that's what he's going with, that the mizbeach was completely in the south half, and therefore the north half is completely empty. That's what makes it lifnei Hashem. It has no makom drisus ragli kohanim. They're supposed to be on the kevesh in the south. So therefore, if the north is completely open, so that's why it's called lifnei Hashem. Okay, then we're talking about bringing birds. So we have the tor and the ben yonah. So why were those birds chosen? That's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, because they are the near Duffim from all the animals. They were the ones that were chased from all the animals, so they are Choshev Tashem, and they become a carbon. So Torim, you bring big ones, and Bnei Yonah are small ones, are young. Why? So the Chizkuni says, because when their spouses die, if something happens to their spouse, so a tor will not remarry. I'm not exactly sure why that's a mila, but I guess it's a mushal to Klal Yisrael that if, you know, they'll always stay loyal. So the tor, since after its spouse dies, it still won't go with any other mate. So that's why a tor is kosher. Ben Yonah, which after its spouse dies, it will go with another mate. So therefore, we only want it when it's young, before it, I guess, has a mate. That's his explanation. And then you're supposed to mush its blood on the Mizbeach because there's not enough, just as an explanation, he says there's not enough dam, there's very little dam in a bird, so it's not enough really to put it in a cup like you do by a behemoth. You catch it in a cup and then sprinkle from there. There's not that much, so you just spray it, smush it directly on the Mizbeach. It also says by this bird that we're talking about here, this carbon, you don't split it, lo yavdil, you're not allowed to separate it, because if you completely separate it, then it'll be two small pieces, and that's not roi for the melech to give small pieces, to offer such small pieces to Hashem. And then, in Pasuk Tzayin, it says, you hishlicho sa'itza mizbeach kedmel makom ha'doshen. You take off the things that were the disgusting parts of the animal, you take it out, and you put it in the makom ha'deshen. So there were two deshens by the Mizbeach. There's actually many different things that are Beis HaDeshen or whatever there was. Anyway, for our purposes, near the Mizbeach, there were two Beis HaDeshens. There was one near the Kevesh. That's where they would put the menorah cleanings, the stuff from the menorah, and this stuff from the bird, and the Dishon HaMizbeach that they would do. And in the Mizbeach, on the east side of the Mizbeach itself, that's where they would burn Kachi Kachim that became puzzles. So there are two places that were called the Beis HaDeshen near the Mizbeach. Again, the one near the Mizbeach itself, that's where you burn the Kachi Kachim and a Marie Kachim Kalim, puzzle ones, that's where they would burn them. There were other places to burn other things in the Harabayas and then Chutz Gimel Machanos for other Karbanos, but near the Mizbeach itself, they would burn the Pasul Kachi Kachim and Imuri Kachim Kalim, but the stuff that they would put on the floor that would disappear, right, that was near the Kevesh, the ramp going up, and that's where they would put this leftover, the stuff from the birds, and the stuff they took out of the menorah, and the Dishon of the Mizbeach. That would be to the east of the Kevesh, the ramp. Okay, later on in Perek Gimel, we talk about the Shlamim, which the Chizkuni says comes from a lashon of Tashlumin. You made a neder, and now you're being Mashlim, your neder. Now you bring the Chelev. So interesting, the Chizkuni says Chelev is a lashon of like the good stuff, is the Chelev. Like in Aramaic, it's translated as Tarba, which he says comes from a lashon of Harbe, Ribui, Gedula. Meaning the chalev is the chashev part. It'll be translated as fats, but it comes from the lashon of good, meshubach. Okay, later on in Pasuk Dalet, Perek Dalet, we talk about the Kohen Mashiach who sinned, who did a chiyuv chatas. So when the Kohen Mashiach sins, he brings a special carbon, and it says, V'taval ha-kohenes etzba'o badam, and he springs, so he dips his finger in the blood, and the Kohen who's bringing the carbon will spritch it seven times. So there's an interesting Chizkuni here about seven. He says, without really much explanation, he says, Kame in Yonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Holchim B'Shviyos. There are a bunch of things by Hashem that go with sevens. And he lists lots of things, like in Shemayim, there are the seven Kochvei Lechas, seven constellation, the astrology, whatever, you know, the 7 days of the week are named after the seven constellations. Like Saturday is Saturn Day, and Sunday is Sunday, and Monday is Moon Day. So that's there are seven constellations. So the Shiva Kochvei Lechas, there are Shiva Rikim, seven heavens, Shiva Aratzos, I never heard that one before, there are seven lands. Sheva Midbaro, seven deserts, seven seas. I don't know what the seven. And there are the Shemitah, of course, which is seven. Yovel, which is seven times seven. There is seven Neros in the menorah. There are the seven Mizbechos that Bilam made. I'm just reading you what he says. The earth is supposed to last 7,000 years. And he just says, Od Harbe, lots more. So there's no explanation. It's almost like he's just pointing out an observation. There are lots of sevens by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why is there seven sprinklings by this carbon? He seems to think it's part of the pattern of seven. But you'll have to figure it out yourself what the Indian is by this carbon. He sprinkles seven times, but he certainly seems to think it's connected to all the sevens we have in the world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So the Kohen Mashiach and the Tzibur have a different type of carbon when they sin versus regular person who sins. So the Tzibur, the Kohen Mashiach, their blood gets sprinkled on the Peroches, on the Mizbeach Hazav, which is inside the Heichal, and it gets burnt outside Gimel Machanos, outside of the three camps of the Jewish people. Why? So he says, because the Tzibur obviously is Marchashev, the Kohen Mashiach is Marchashev, and therefore their karbanos get brought closer in, but because they're so great when they sin, it's a worse thing. So they have to be matriach to schlep out. You have to bring the carbon chutzigim amachanos, as opposed to a nasi and a yachid, not so chashev. So that goes on the regular mizbeach achitzon, and it gets eaten, not completely burnt. So that's how he explains it, because the ones that have go further in, it's because they're more chashev. They go into the heichal because the sinner is more chashev. But because the sinner is more chashev, therefore the avera is greater, and he has to burn it outside the three machanos, which is more difficult. Okay, then we have a bunch of things that bring a carbon olav yorid, which is, depending on how much money the person has, that's what kind of carbon they bring. So for these sins that the Psukim and Perek Hey list, so all of them bring this asham, which is a olav yorid. It's a different type of sin offering. It goes by how much money they have then, meaning we don't say, just borrow the money. That's we don't say that, the Chizkuni says. We don't tell the guy to go borrow the money or get a job and get yourself to afford the best kind. It goes with what the person happens to have. If they have money, they should bring the more expensive carbon. If not, they bring the cheaper carbon. I mean, if they don't have they can't afford an animal, they bring the birds. If they can't afford the birds, they bring the mincha. Now you'll notice, if you're bringing an animal, a kispa, let's say, it's one animal. But if you can't afford an animal, you have to bring two birds. One for a chatas, one for an ola. Whereas the kispa seems to accomplish everything with the one animal. Why is that? So he explains, because the mizbeach doesn't get much from a bird chatas. Meaning, all you do is sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach and that's it. As opposed to an animal, you burn some of the limbs on the mizbeach. When it comes to a chatas ha'of, the mizbeach gets nothing but the blood. Therefore, you also have to bring an ola so that the mizbeach, because that does get burnt on the mizbeach, this way the mizbeach gets something as well. Whereas opposed to when you bring a kispa and an animal, so then it gets, the person eats, the mizbeach eats, it's not just it's not just the blood. Even by chatas, it gets both. The mizbeach gets two. So that's the difference. That's why when you have a kitzba, it's enough. And when if you're going to go cheaper with birds, it's not enough just to bring a chatas off. You also need an olas off, so the mizbeach will get something. Now, if you can't afford that, you bring a mincha. That mincha does not need nesachim, so it shouldn't be a nice carbon. That's why he explains. The mincha does not need nesachim, so that shouldn't be such a chash of carbon. But by a metzora, the Gemara tells us, the metzora is really, he got his kapar already, he had tzaras. This is the carbon a metzora brings is just to be machshir him back that he could eat karbanos again. So he does bring nesachim with his carbon. Okay, now the last thing that Chizkuni says at the end of the parsha is to explain why different chatayim bring different karbanos. We had, again, we spoke about that there's a carbon chatas. Then we, right, that's if someone does a chiyuv kares. We have a carbon olav yorid, that's for someone who swore falsely, shvus eidus. He swore that he didn't know testimony, or he walked into the Beis HaMikdash and forgot that he was tummy, or he swore he would do something and he didn't. They would bring an olav yorid. We have also the carbon me'ila. If somebody's nenem in a hekdesh, he brings a carbon me'ila. Or if he swore that he didn't have somebody's pikadon, and then he does tshuva because he lied, also that brings an asham, and an asham tali as well. So what's the difference? Why do these people bring different karbanos? So he gives you something to remember it by. He says, Shuas Eidus, and the karban olah v'yorid people, the Shuas Eidus, they swore they didn't know testimony, or they walked into the Beis HaMikdash and forgot they were tamei. So they don't get any hana from the chait. So Hashem made it easier for them that they have a karban olah v'yorid, meaning if they're not as rich, they can bring a cheaper karban. Someone who does a chiyuv karis, like to eat chaylev, dam, you know, eat on Yom Kippur, all these things, that's a chiyuv karis that they did get hana from, therefore they have to bring a karban chatas, which does not have any accommodations for poor people. So that's a mor chamer aveira, so they bring a mor chamer karban. And then you have someone who is nene, got hana, and it was hektish, like me'ila. So that's ban on both ends. One person got hana, like the chatas people, and it was from hektish. So that's even worse. So there you have to bring an asham that is worth kesef shkalim, has to be worth 2 shekels, which is more expensive than the karban chatas. And the asham, so that's the kesef shkalim person. Also the person who lied about having it pekadon also has, he got hana, and he swore falsely, so he's got 2 negatives. So he also has to get the more expensive carbon. And then the Asham Tali person, that's someone who you would think would be better, right? If the person for sure did an a Chiyuv Chatas, they bring the carbon Chatas. If they're not sure if they sinned, then they bring an Asham Tali, which costs more money. It's the Shtei Shkalim. Why is that? You would think they're only a Safik. Why should they have to pay more? Because, and we find this in many other places, people are more likely to be makel, you know, by suffix, and we want people to take suffix very seriously. And therefore, when something had to do with a suffix, the Torah wanted to make it more expensive, because that's to take it more seriously, because people don't take things as seriously when it isn't as clear that something is usher. Okay, that's it for this week.